I call this meeting of the Willows Planning Commission to order on April 18th, 2018 at 7 o'clock. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call.
Chair White?
Here.
Vice Chair Michael?
Here.
Commissioner Hanson? Commissioner Woods? Commissioner Griffin?
Here.
Okay, agenda review, requested changes. Does staff have any changes to the agenda?
Looks like staff has no changes to the agency.
Okay. Commissioners?
Is your microphone on?
He is now. Sorry. Okay.
There's no changes to the agenda this evening.
Okay. Public comment. Members of the public wishing to address the commission on any item not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the chair. However, no formal action will be taken unless the majority consensus of the commission directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record. Oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Does anyone have public comment? Okay. Approval of minutes. Minutes of the Planning Commission meeting held on March 21st, 2018.
I move that we approve.
Second that motion. Apologize.
Okay. Commissioner Griffith has moved and Commissioner Michael has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. New business, public hearings. Use permit file number UP-18-01. Applicant owner Ronald L. Deadman and Upcar Dahalwal. 1242 West Wood Street, assessor's parcel number 001-041-015, CH Highway Commercial Zone, Highway Commercial Land Use Designation. Use permit to allow establishment of a major automobile repair service business within an existing commercial building. Staff.
Yes. Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. We have a project before you this evening, and that is a use permit. It's a request by Mr. Ron Deadman to establish a major automobile service and repair business at 1242 West Wood Street. The project site is located within the Highway Commercial Zoning District. And Mr. Deadman has submitted this use permit in order to augment his existing minor automobile service business that he has established at this site. And he would like to expand the type of uses and the type of business that he would like to perform. And that would be falling into the major automobile service types of uses. And those services he would like to include are rebuilding or reconditioning of engines, motor vehicle, farm equipment repair, and truck and trailer collision and service and body and frame or fender and straightening repair type of work. And that is according to the code that falls into the major type of automobile service is not what he's permitted for right now. Mr. Deadman is the sole proprietor of the business. He doesn't have any employees at this time. And his hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, and he proposes possibly that may change down the line, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Just to confirm notes that Mr. Deadman is registered with the State Department Bureau of Automotive Repair. So this matter is before you under the use permit and under the code section 18.65.030 under conditional uses. As stated, this project zone site is zoned highway commercial, which does allow for several permitted uses, including automobile service uses. And those uses listed under the use permitted with conditional use permit include additional, what he is applying for under is additional highway commercial uses with use permit approval from the Planning Commission. The surrounding zoning is a mixture. Entryway RP zoning is to the east. Highway commercial is to the north, south, and west, which is the same as the site. And surrounded around this piece of property are a number of commercial uses, the Chevron service station, the Black Bear restaurant to the west, and then there's a vacant commercial building to the north, also a car wash, and vacant land is to the east and to the south. The general plan designation for this site is highway commercial, and this use is consistent with the designation which provides, you know, for a number of commercial uses that primarily in this location serve the traveling public off of the Interstate 5. Allowable uses under the general plan designation include service stations. And I just want to note there's a general plan goal, DPS-2, which is compatible land uses, states that compatibility between land uses is hallmark in good planning. And the policy for the city is to approve development proposals that would be compatible with existing uses. The existing use currently is for minor automobile service restation, and the request is to allow for major automobile type of repair with this use permit approval. The Highway Commercial Zoning District does allow for, as I say, automobile service stations, and I've included the definition within our code as to what automobile service stations means, and which states is providing for servicing, washing, and fueling of motor vehicles, including minor automobile repairs and sales of merchandise. For the record to note, Mr. Dedman has been leasing this subject property for at 1242 Wood Street for approximately 3 years, doing mostly minor automobile repairs. And as I stated, he desires to expand his business to include more major repairs. Mr. Dedman has just leased the building just north of 1242. Sometimes people feel that it's all in the same lot, but it's two separate lots. So he has leased that building, and he wants to operate that the minor automobile repair business out of that building, and then do major automobile repairs out of the 1242 Westwood property that he is now leasing. Section 18.65.030 subsection 1 allows for additional highway commercial uses if the Planning Commission finds that the type of use is necessary for servicing the traveling public. In the municipal code does define automobile equipment repair into two categories. Major, which includes general repair, rebuilding, conditioning of engines and motor vehicles and farm equipment and trailer, and to include body frame and fender. That is what Mr. Dedman is going after. And the minor includes just upholstering, replacing of parts and motors and servicing, but not including removal of the motor to passenger cars and trucks exceeding 1.5 tons. So that is what the minor definition is. The items are the current lot has some things that we need to discuss, and one of them there is the fencing around the site does have a chain link fencing. Well, however, the slatting is missing quite a bit on this fence. So in discussing this with Mr. Dedman, he did agree, you know, that this could use some fixing up and also slatting. So there is a condition that the fence would have to be slatted for the purposes of this business. And currently there are a number of vehicles on the site which are in different stages, as I am told, of either repair or finished repair. Presently, I went out there yesterday, and it looks like there's 12 or 13 vehicles out there, a motorhome, a storage van, and a couple of boats. And as I've stated to Mr. Dedman, that those which are completed and their repairs are completed should go back to their owners, and he's agreed that they need to be contacted and have to have their vehicles removed, have a condition within the draft conditions to do so. And that may be some discussion that the commission wants to have a little more discussion about themselves. There are a number of signs that already do
to advertise for repair services. These signs have not been permitted. That was one of the discussions I had with Mr. Dedman. So as part of one of the conditions, those signs need to be brought into compliance should this project be approved and follow through with it. This, just to note also, Mr. Dedman has requested to paint the subject building at 1242 and 1240, the adjacent building, with a reddish-brown color. I have met with the planning chair to discuss this, and I have drafted a letter also to Mr. Dedman. I'm not sure if he's received it or not yet, but allowing him to paint that building as it is within the earth tone colors allowed by the architectural design code. This project has been determined by staff that it is an exempt from CEQA under section 15301, which is existing facilities. And there was a 400-foot notice that was sent out to property owners, and this use permit was also legally noticed in the newspaper. Staff did receive one letter that I have shared with all of the planning commissioners, and this is a letter from an adjacent property owner, Mr. John Carroll, who has stated that the above, I will read it for the record, the above conditional use permit for the property located at 1242 West Wood Street, APN 001-041-015, to establish a major automobile service business should be denied. When vehicles in various stages of disrepair are not able to fit in the existing building to be repaired, they will be parked outside. This will result in an unsightly mess as the density vehicles not being worked on increases. The vehicles would eventually start being parked in front of the existing building. An example of unsightliness of vehicles in a state of disrepair is on the adjacent property to the south of the address. The owner here does not keep the property clean. It's very unsightly. The adjacent property owners are having to clean portions of their property because of refuse from the current business, as it is not being contained within the current fence. So that was a member of the public that did comment on this project. I also would like to add, in reviewing the CH zoning section, I wanted to add another condition into the list of conditions that stating that no residential uses are allowed on the property without city approval per the commercial highway code section. So with that, I would ask if staff has any questions of me. I'd be more than happy to answer them. Mr. Dedman is present here this evening, so he will be able to address any questions or speak upon the project if you have any questions of him.
All right, thank you, Karen. Commissioners, any comments, questions?
I would listen to the audience prior.
Let's listen to what
they say. Okay. Open the public hearing. Anyone in the audience have comments they would like to address the commission about this project? Just come up to the mic and give us your name and address.
My name is Kyle Clements, 456 Vine Street. And I'll just kind of agree that when we go to the restaurants there and come out the backside, it's not appealing to look at. So being that a lot of travelers go through there represents the look of our town. So if it looked good, you know, if it did, if it all looked good, then that's not a problem. But it doesn't now, and I don't think it has for a long time. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mike Ibrahim. I'm the owner of that parcel of land right adjacent to the proposed building for the that business. I bought that land hoping to develop it with some nice businesses in there, to put like a nice restaurant, you know, or a steakhouse on that parcel. And I hope that, you know, the businesses around there, you know, to be nice as well, that that is good for the neighbors, for the city, for everyone. I'm pro-growth. I'm a businessman, a business background. In that back building, I don't see an adequate place even to repair cars. I mean, I look at that side every time I come to Willows to cut the grass or to... I see lots of bunch of cars, mostly undesired to be stored there. That parcel is not paved, where if there is some cars stored there or repaired there, the oil can, the gas can easily penetrate the land, and it could wash through, it could create some environmental issues. I like, you know, to see a business going there, a good business. I understand this operator has been there for 3 years, and I've been coming back and forth. I did not see that a big trend on that site for repair or for that is needed. There's a few highway commercial spots on that corridor. That area is known to be nice hotels, a few restaurants, businesses here and there that is needed. That is the pace of the Willows. When people come to the Willow, they go through 162, they see, that's what they see first. If there is a business to be there, I would like to see a nice business. Trucks, to rebuild cars, big trucks or tractors. I don't know if it's needed or if that's the appropriate site for it. Maybe there is enough land at the Willows somewhere else where it could be better business. So if you ladies and gentlemen decided to approve that, I'm okay with it as long as it is nice and clean business. I need bona fide borders for that business, not fence that were, you know, it's falling all over the place. So I'm in the process of developing that land, hoping to get a good restaurant over there or a good tenant. I mean, I like to have good environment around where to attract people to come to that site. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Dedman, would you like to comment?
Okay, several things out of line on this. Number one, I don't work on tractors. Okay, I don't work on diesel trucks. I don't work on no big equipment, trailers. I do wheel bearings. That's it. As far as all the cars there, if you do some checking, most of those cars were there before I moved into that place. And I'm working on getting rid of them. And most of them are gone now because I'm making people get them or I'm getting rid of them. So that's all I know. All I wanted to do was pull motors and put a motor in. Pull a tranny, put a tranny in. That was it. That's all. That's all.
So you're just looking at working on automobiles, pickups.
Right.
Two axle vehicles. We're not talking tractors or diesel.
No,
rigs.
I don't.
That's not your intent.
I don't even know how to work on a tractor.
Okay. Now that's what I mean. That's what why we'd like you to come up and talk to us so that
that's
we understand exactly what
understand
the project is.
How it was falling under heavy equipment work. It's just you pull a motor out and put it in a day. That's if you got one sitting there. But it's a day's work. The cars that's been sitting there, I'm working on getting rid of. All of them.
Do you have any idea how long it's going to take you to get rid of the...
I've got rid of quite a few of them, and I've got two more fixing to go tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah, because I've gave people long enough. I know the people that owns them, but I can't help it if they won't get them.
You said that they were there prior to you occupying the building. Were they part of the owners, or how'd they get there?
I don't know what all went,
yeah.
But M&M owned the place.
Okay.
I ran it for them for a year. They closed up, so I opened it back up.
Yeah.
Since then, I've cleaned the property. I'm painting on the building. I'm cleaning it up. I don't understand what everybody's saying, so... That's all I can say for myself.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any more comments? Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Commissioners, Bob, any comments, questions?
I have one more thing.
Okay, Karen.
Really, I just want to give you a little background. I did look into something. I looked into the files to see what kind of uses had been there and permitted. Just to give you a little background, is seems like around 1980 there was a Coco Electric there, but then also simultaneously there was a recreational vehicle boat storage use that actually got a use permit allowed for that. 1986 was a use permit for a 24-hour auto repair and parts shop that was approved.
Okay.
I don't have much of any other than in 2008 I did prepare a sign permit for a tire shop to go in there, and so that's the last time any use that I know was in there that got any permit or any signage or anything from the planning department. And then I noted that this year there was an installation of in the building files, installation of a new PG&E service from 100 to 200 amps. So that's what the record shows as to what was in the uses for that piece of property over time.
How about environmental concerns as far as oils and solvents and stuff?
Well, that's always the concern when you've got vehicles that are being stored. If the commission, you know, feels that in order to allow something like this type of use, you would want to have it paid. In the past here, we have recently, I think there's been maybe one or two projects that have come before you with outside storage. One was for Peterson Tractor. They store, these are actually new vehicles though, so I'm just kind of,
yeah.
not really apples and apples, but apples and oranges a little bit. Storage of vehicles, we've had a couple of projects come before you where we've allowed fencing to go up and the lot to be graveled. So, but as far as this piece of property, there has not been any comments or concerns, or I mean, or actually any conditions placed upon him or for this business for that recommendation.
Another problem too is I see that the fence is a very short fence, and even putting slats on it, not going to hide it. I mean,
my understanding was that I've been told that the southern side of that property, there was fill that was brought in, so it actually, there used to be a 6-foot fence there, but now it's probably maybe a 4-foot high fence because fill was brought in and it went right up into the fence, so you eventually have lost a portion of the fence when the fill was brought in. That's what I was told about, some background on that piece of property. So
I'm looking at the west side facing Black Bear Diner.
That fence has slats here and there.
I know, but I'm saying it's still a short fence. And
it still looks like it's short, yes.
Yeah, that's my concern of the visual effect there, the dining. And I have to say that this is a corridor to our city, and I'm concerned about the view that people get when they come by there. So.
Well, I think when the intent is to go up in a use, that's the reason for the conditional use, because we want to have a little more discussion about the use and the location and such. I think that's why conditionally, you know, these are the types of uses that fall within the purview of the Planning Commission to decide.
It's an interesting little property. It's a weird little drive, the whole thing. I do see a lot of potential in that area if it were to ever be developed to the south, but I've been in this building and around this building with prior tenants, and yeah, it's unsightly. Does it look the part or subpar? I'd say it's probably the latter. And we do have a lot of people come in, and they do get impressions by cities. So I'm willing to give a chance, absolutely. I'd say 6 months, and work with your neighbors, man. Find out what they want, what makes everyone happy, because that's what makes a happy little community and area over there. So, you know, you all benefit from it. So that I could go with a year, but I could also go with six and then happily extend it if everything's kosher in 6 months, which I'm sure it would be.
And what guarantee do we have? I mean, he said he's getting rid of these cars, but how are we going to have any guarantee that that would be?
I was between three and six, but I'm kind of feeling six at the moment.
Well, the commission could set a time frame in order for cars to be gone, and as Commissioner Michael said, you can give this, you can approve a use permit and set a time frame on it. We've done this before with other use permits, and then have a review back to you to see how it's operating, if there have been any other concerns, you know, with the neighboring individuals, and or have all of the conditions, basically have all the conditions been met or been attempted to be met, you know, at the time of review. That's always a good safeguard in order to approve a use, is if you're questionable about, is to, if you're feeling towards approving a use permit, put a time frame on it, and then that gives the owner the checklist and his starting point.
I'd go along 6 months.
This one picture that you have here, is that, does that face that driveway? It looks like there's, yeah.
I took that from the driveway, right behind, it would be the west. I was standing looking
this
at it.
This is the eye care center.
On the west
right
side.
Here.
Yeah. But, I mean, we've got, you know, wire fence. Right.
Yes.
We don't even have fence that you could put slats in. So, I mean, that would be part of our conditions, would be to have a fence that would, I mean, that would be my feeling. If we're going to have fence, it needs to be fixed so that it can be slatted and, you know, you can have
a wire,
you know, with wire fence with slats in it so that if you're going down that driveway, you're not looking in on a car repair.
That would be the, I think, a good, you know, resolve for someone being able to look into that piece of property from, say, the restaurant area.
I mean, I don't know about the whole thing, but at least along that side,
west
with people,
south.
Yeah, that are coming from McDonald's or Black Bear, you know, they're coming down or going in, at least they're not looking in on.
Well, you still can see it from the building.
Oh, yeah, you'll still see it, but
yeah,
it'll still
look
be
nice.
A little,
it looks
a little visual barrier.
Yeah.
So. And on, like, on condition number six, where we that you propose, the business owner shall notify all vehicle owners whose vehicles are repaired that they shall remove these vehicles from the property within 30 days from approval of this use. But what happens if they don't? I mean, it's all well and good to that point, but it seems like there should be something beyond that.
Yeah.
I'm open for suggestions. I know that there, that we'd like to, and I know that Mr. Deadman would like to have those cars removed as well. There again, as they say, maybe this could be a time frame to be able to have them removed. And if he meets the time frame, then you know, they can move, could proceed forward. I don't know the status. If you contact someone and they, and you recontact them and they don't come pick their vehicle up, what's your recourse in order?
A mechanic's
to,
lien sale.
Yes, to be able to get them off the property. So I guess it. There's a mechanism for it, and Mr. Deadman would have to follow through with that in order to have those removed. It's definitely a code enforcement issue. Should it not
you know, be, should they not be removed? I know over time, when there was a tire business there, it was unsightly with the multitude of tires there, and I was happy to see that go away. But now it's been replaced by stacks of cars.
Yeah. Yeah, I think just, we're not trying to be harsh here, it's just we look to the future of the community, and it's, we're out learning and about what attracts business. They're looking for fresh, for clean, for contemporary. They're looking for something that is aesthetically pleasing to the eye, and that's, you've got a prime location there. I hate to be that cynical, but I hate for that to be the reason too, and I know it is in a lot of situations, just a simple what's next to me. So that's where I'm coming from.
So what's the pleasure of the commission? Do you want to proceed with this? Continue it? What?
I would motion to amend to a 6-month conditional use permit.
And that the cars be removed within 30 days?
Yeah, that's within there already, so
yeah.
We can, I guess, figure
and
that out.
Also add the condition that Karen suggested about no residential use is allowed on the property?
Sure, yes.
So you would like to add a condition also that this use permit is subject to a 6-month review from the date of approval?
Yes.
To see if they're, if the just conditions have been met and
to observe.
And then can we amend number 5 that the existing chain link fence shall be slatted for screening purposes, but also that the along that west side of the property that the whole that whole section be chain link with slats?
Could we specify what sides?
Sure.
I'd be okay with west right now and
okay.
South in 6 months or so.
Well, at least start with the west side and
yeah,
see.
Yeah, so
and see what neighbors might not. Yeah.
That probably is the more open side,
yeah.
The western side. Because it not only gets viewed from the Black Bear restaurant side, but it gets viewed from anybody driving down that area from the KFC or the McDonald's.
McDonald's, KFC,
all yeah,
that.
All that they drive
yeah,
back
it's
and
a,
forth
it's
through
a,
there.
If you're not from here, you don't even know that road exists.
No. Yeah, but have you ever noticed how many cars come out
yeah.
of there?
No, it's way too weird.
There?
It's weird.
It's used, though.
It's very busy.
Yeah.
I've been there several times and parked my car and realized there was someone that needed to get by. So.
Yeah.
I'm concerned too, sometime in the future that the east side gets developed, would we revisit this?
Sure, even
yeah.
in 6 months we could revisit the south.
In 6 months it can be revisited as well. As I stated, you know, you have in the past had use permits that have had time frames and then you've allowed another time frame. I feel that if you're in agreement with allowing this for 6 months, you'll revisit it and they can end the project in 6 months
mm-hmm.
and make a final or another determination.
So we say it here, he's going to fix up the building, paint it and fix it up?
He's painting that building and the building.
It looks
building,
like an eyesore right
court.
Now.
Yeah.
It's not very, I mean, that sticks up way up high and it's not very attractive.
What's that?
The building itself that's sitting there.
Oh, the, on
yeah.
one, at what, 1242?
The planners that are
like. Yeah.
Because they're building, the building in front is also going to be painted this
okay.
this mm-hmm. color.
Uniformity. Okay, and just so that the people in the audience know and hear, if we do vote to approve this, this is a conditional use permit and there is a 10-day appeal period. So if anybody wants to appeal the decision of the Planning Commission, they write a letter to City Council and it would be appealed to the City Council. So just that's part of this process also. So
yes.
Okay, what is the pleasure of the commission? Do you have anything else, Karen?
No, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, anything that we wanted to include in there, I've captured. I think I have the two inclusions, which is the added about the no residential use on the property.
amend number 5 to include that the western side of the fencing, the section to be slatted, and then additionally that a 6-month review from the date of approval.
Okay. Pleasure of the commission.
I would motion to approve a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows approving a 6-month use permit application for Ron L. Deadman to establish a major automobile repair service business within an existing commercial building for property located at 1242 West Wood Street, Assessor's Parcel 001-014-015 with amended changes.
I second it.
Okay. Any more further questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, and like I stated, Karen will be sending a letter out to the applicant and the property owner, which have with the conditions of approval, which have to be signed before this goes into effect. And anyone may write a letter of appeal, if they so desire, to the City of Willows, if that's how you feel about this project.
Okay.
And thank you all for your comments.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, commission commentary. Who wants to start? I will. What's with the dryer at the auto, at the car wash? It's not enclosed. It's just sitting out there.
It's supposed to have a building that's going to go on top of it as well.
Yes.
Structure.
I know. Where is it?
I was going to ask the building department if there was a building permit for it.
I should just go by there and look, but I wondered the same thing. I'm not sure if he's waiting for that, and I'm not sure if it's actually in use yet, but...
It's definitely in use. I would possibly come across the gentleman tomorrow and report back.
I didn't know it was in use yet. I was by there maybe last week and I saw work was starting on it, but I didn't pay attention to it today.
I've seen people use the car wash, but I don't know if the dryers are actually running yet, so I'm not sure where they're at the building.
We'll find out. I mean, it's just kind of sitting out there as a sore thumb. I'm going, that's not what we approved.
We'll find out the answer to that and get back to the commissioners and let them know the status of that.
Okay. Bob?
I have nothing.
You have nothing? Walter?
No, great to be back. I was in Tulare this morning. I do want to say thank you for sending me again to the Planning Commissioners Academy. I do have tons of notes, so I would like to compile something possibly for Doug's editorial or possibly just for the knowledge of the other commissioners and public that would be interested. Very interesting. I know our general plan is outdated, but that's such a... I remember my first time going, oh man, we need to do that. It's like, okay, well, that's costly and takes a lot of time and a lot of just, yeah. But, something that maybe would be of interest is as we look to having a specific general plan to a specific area, like a plan.
Specific
for, like,
plan?
Maybe a downtown or,
yeah,
or something along those lines. It's,
specific,
I don't know,
plans.
It got me thinking. Yeah, specific plans that are just small, like really small general plans, yeah.
I probably would have voted to do a specific plan for the annexed property south of the canal at the time they did that. That would have been a good solution, I think, to really spelling out what was going to be in that area. But we don't have any specific plans at all within our city. So, but it's a good concept and used in many cities.
Yeah, no, and I think our design review guidelines are kind of providing that a little bit of a downtown or south specific plan. So it was. I always learn. I love it. It's a great opportunity. So,
was it as good as last year's?
Jose said that the skit was pretty funny. He went to that. Here was the whole kicker. So last year, Bob and I spent 8 hours in the LAX trying to fly home. And
yeah, that was fun.
This year, the first session I believe started at 2:00, and the power went out at 3 p.m. and was out till 2:00 in the morning. So. If you've ever been to the Hyatt in Monterey, it's a large complex. There's like 24 or 5 buildings. It was pitch black, and they had little fluorescent glow sticks that set everything up. So, yeah, it was. It's always
the bar open.
Was the what?
Was the bar open?
The bar was open because they had gas. But what had happened was, and I was actually right outside Jose's window, they dropped the power line on top of one of the commissioner's cars, and it, yeah, it was weird. It was really interesting.
Pretty exciting with that, so.
After driving through downtown the last few weeks, I think we really need to revisit our parking.
On the streets or in those parking lots?
Every place.
Well, it's my intent this year to bring back, to repeal that downtown parking exemption, because it's now starting to fill up.
Starting to?
Well.
Full.
Are they allowed parking yet at North Valley Indian Health? Have they opened that parking back up?
Well, they're soon to be getting a final.
Yeah.
So that will be opened up whenever they do have.
That's really nice.
I knew it's a very nice, nice building. Yeah, that was one of the things I just wanted to comment on, was that that's soon to be getting a final certificate of occupancy. I've just approved their sign plan today. They're going to have nice, like powder-coated aluminum letters on the wall of both the buildings and then above the administration area. And I know that we'll all get some invitation for it to be able to be viewed. But yeah, that's a big project, and I knew when that came before the commission that was going to probably tip the scales for the parking in the downtown. So it's been a number of years. I think it was around 2007 or 8 was when we instigated and started that parking exemption. So here we are now, you know, 8-9 years later, we have a need to remove it. So
yes,
and then any new uses would have to provide, you know, the parking that's required for their use and such. So it's a nice that, and then the Wunsch administrative building, that is moving along quite rapidly as well.
Yes.
So that's another project that's got a lot of you know, eyes on it and such. And just on the way to, I think, being a lot more development wise here. It's going to be happening here. Hopefully we are really hopeful we will be in the ground with the infrastructure improvement project on South Tehama for the project to install water line and such, that we want to break ground on that here this summer. We're inching closer to getting the final approvals for that. So
how about 57th Street? You hear anything from him?
I have not heard anything personally from him. Word of mouth, I know that he's working on some aspects of the conditions. He's got conditions to meet. However, I've reiterated that their tentative map is good until February of next year. After that, they would have to get an extension on that tentative map. I doubt very much that they'll have everything in place to be able to get a final map by the time of February.
This is Basin, is that what you're talking
about? This is the 57, this would be the Gateway Center project that is at the intersection of the...
That's why I knew Basin Street 57. That's
So that, I haven't talked to the developers though, but they are definitely, my understanding is that they're working towards that clearing some of the conditions that they can. One of them is they have to detach from the GCID district. That takes a little while. So I've given them all that information and documents and contact information. So there's a few to-dos before they can be doing any groundbreaking at all.
What's our next meeting?
Our next meeting will be May 16th.
Day after my birthday.
Day after your birthday. And I intend to have the cannabis text amendments at that meeting. And then also I know I will be having a design review. I'm hoping to have this design review use permit project for review, which would be 601 North Tehama. And that is a project that I'll bring before you for consideration. It's the old 99 motel. And then also the Safari Motel will have its six-month review at your May meeting as well.
My wife said she came by there today while the doors are boarded up.
Which one?
Safari. Is it Safari?
Safari.
They never, did they gain full access to all the rooms or did we not? Yeah, whatever.
I'm taking notes. Keeping notes.
Okay.
keeping notes, and I'll share them all with you at the next meeting.
I don't think, yeah, I don't, they don't appear to be out of line, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, so we're, that's the items that got scheduled. I had wanted to intentionally to bring the R1 guidelines. I'm not sure whether I'll have those ready for the May meeting or not, but I'll see what I can do. If not, they'll be on the next month after that. So we want to keep those things going so we can get them before the city council.
Okay.
With, other than
yes.
Yes, Doug.
Honorary Doug, what's up?
Thank you. I was wondering if you would share with your mate, Mr. Michael, that paid space is always available.
I'll write it on behalf of a service club so it gets free admission. Thank you. All right.
Okay. Are there any other comments? Okay, this meeting is adjourned.